بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
We're still discussing the chapter that deals with pilgrimage, and it is essential for those who are interested in going for Hajj to learn the different types of Hajj. We have hadith number 231.
Narrated Hafsa, I said, O Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is wrong with people? They have finished their ihram, but you have not. He said, I matted my hair and have garlanded my hadi, so I will not finish my ihram till I finish my Hajj.
Now again, this hadith is regarding the issue of tamattu an qiran. If you recall, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, said, O Prophet of Allah, we all came for Hajj. Now I see people offering Umrah and wearing their normal clothes, but you are not doing this. So she's saying this because she cannot be intimate with the Prophet ﷺ while he's wearing the ihram. And not only because of that, she herself was in her menses, but she wanted to learn why was the Prophet ﷺ still wearing his ihram, which means that he was offering qiran. He was qarin, and the people were doing tamattu', and that is why they finished their umrah and not wore their normal clothes. So the Prophet explained to her that I've matted my hair, and it is permissible for a person, if traveling, to put something on his hair so that it would make it calm and not untidy. And this, I think nowadays, the youth may help us more. I believe that this is what they call hair gel. It's what makes the hair shiny, but it does not move. It's like glue. And so many people, I see people wearing this and it looks nice, but when you touch it, it looks like wood. It's not real. So it is something like that when you're traveling, because of the dust, because of the need of combing your hair and making it tidy, the Prophet used to apply this. So he said that I cannot take off my ihram and wear my normal clothes and clip my hair because I have garlanded my hadi. And garlanding your hadi would be by putting something on it as a sign that this is a sacrifice. So a normal camel is a normal camel, but when you see a number of clothes on it and a number of things in its neck signifying that this is not for public transport, this is for hadi, this is sacrifice that is traveling all the way to Mecca to be slaughtered in Mecca, this gives a form of glorification for this process and for this journey, and people praise Allah more when they see the justification. Therefore, a quick question to those who are with us. What are the types of ihram a pilgrim cannot wear his normal clothes until the day of Eid? If a person offers ihram, let's say in the first month of Hajj, which is Shawwal, who is allowed to take off his ihram and not wear normal clothes, and who is not allowed to do this until the 10th of Dhul Hijjah?
A mutamatti' is allowed, and a muqrin and a mufrid is not allowed.
This is correct. When is al mutamatti' allowed?
After completing the umrah.
Excellent. After completing the umrah. And therefore, scholars say that if a person comes with ifrad, for example, but he reaches Mecca 2 weeks before Hajj, 2 weeks before the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, it would be difficult for him to remain in his ihram for 2 weeks. So what is recommended? Change your intention and your ihram by offering a umrah and make your ifrad to become a mutamatti'. And this is a higher degree, and this is permissible, and also part of the things that the Prophet instructed his companion. He told them, You do this as long as you don't have your sacrifice. No, make it a umrah. Make for yourself. We don't have time for the questions, but let's take your question as an exception.
Jazakumullah khair, Sheikh. Sheikh, are we allowed to change the ihram if our ihram gets dirty? Can we put a fresh ihram?
It is permissible for a person in the state of ihram to shower, to clean himself, to change the ihram twice a day if he wishes, to clean the ihram and wash it, or to wear another new set or a third set. Nothing is restricted for him to do that. What he's restricted from is to apply his perfume, his deodorant, to put scent on his ihram while in the state of ihram. This is not permissible. Moving on to the following hadith, hadith number 232. Yes, brother.
Narrated Imran bin Hussein radiallahu anh, the verse of Hajj al-Tamattu was revealed in Allah's book. So we performed it with Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and nothing was revealed in the Quran to make it illegal. Nor did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam prohibit it till he died. But the man who regarded it illegal just expressed what his own mind suggested. Al-Bukhari said that people said that he was Umar. In a narration of Muslim, the ayah of Mut'ah was revealed and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam ordered us with it, and it was not abrogated, and he did not forbid us from doing it until he died.
Amran ibn al-Husayn is addressing the issue that some of the companions, may Allah be pleased with them, did not encourage mut'ah. Mut'ah here means tamattu'. So you have to understand the Arabic terminologies well before judging an issue. So Imran is saying that this is strange what's happening. The ayah that was revealed in tamattu' was revealed at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. We also performed tamattu' in accordance to the Quran with the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet died, nothing abrogated it, and the Prophet died and he did not tell us, do not make tamattu'. Why is he saying this? This is strange. And he is referring to Umar ibn Khattab, may Allah be pleased with them. And scholars say it was not Umar alone. Scholars say that even Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali, they all used to offer Hajj every year as ifrad, and they did not offer tamattu' or qiran. And as stated before, scholars differed whether the Prophet ﷺ offered tamattu' or qiran or ifrad, simply because some of the words describing his Hajj were different. So when they say the Prophet tamattu', they meant that he ﷺ made qiran. And when they said qiran, they meant the actual qiran. And when they said ifrad, they looked only at him not doing a umrah with the Hajj. So it appeared to them as he made one ritual, and that is ifrad. But the most authentic opinion, if you look at all the hadiths all combined, you will find that he offered qiran. And he encouraged tamattu' and he allowed ifrad. So all of these coincide, inshallah, and nothing is abrogated. These three are still present today. You have all the right to choose what you wish. Now, a lot of the Muslims, unfortunately, choose ifrad for one simple reason, and that is to escape the sacrifice. They don't want to offer sacrifice. So they always do ifrad. And Allah Azza wa Jal did not burden His Ummah, because if you cannot financially afford to sacrifice, Allah gave you the way out, and that is to fast 3 days during the Hajj and 7 days after you go back. And what are the days of Hajj? Scholars say the minute you make ihram, you can fast the 3 days. So if you make ihram for your tamattu' in Shawwal, and you make your umrah, and you stay Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, and the beginning of the Hijjah, during this period, you can fast the 3 days. And they don't have to be consecutive days. You can fast a day here and a day there. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and inshallah, we'll be right back.